don't know if you would remember, but right before Bill Ritter decided not to run again, you went driving around in Larimer and Weld County, and there were signs up, hang Ritter, kill Ritter. I mean, they were everywhere. And it was all farmers' fields because they were cutting off the water.
There was a grassroots effort at that time, and I think there's one building now, which is why, you know, it's so important for me as a Republican candidate to connect early with all of the grassroots movements around the state of Colorado, because for a Republican to win, you have to have two things. Number one, you've got to be able to hold the base together. I can do that. I've never let anybody down on the Second Amendment, life or taxes, so I can hold the base together just fine. But then you also have to be able to reach that middle-of-the-road voter in the metro area, and I can do that too based on my experience and the fact that I'm a farmer and not your typical Republican, more like your typical Coloradan. I'm an avid cyclist. Everybody knows that. And I'll have that ability then through experience and issues to reach the middle of Colorado and earn the votes of those people who we know now, after watching the recall elections, they're ready to vote for someone else.
They're tired of the left agenda.
As long as we give them somebody that they know has the competence to lead the state forward in a way and a vision to show them where we're going. Not a blue ribbon panel, not a vision that's to be determined, but an actual vision for what limited government looks like in Colorado. And they're going to say, oh, yeah, well, we like limited government, too.